chances here. Jetta Persuasion tackled by Upper House, and Upper House takes the lead. One more Sapphire late, Zardoro late. Upper House too good. Upper House beats Zardoro. One more Sapphire.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And that was Upper House for Norm Gardner and Deanne Pena winning yesterday. But I dare say, Jim, there was no more popular winner than Destiny's Kiss in the Winter Cup. And I think for his trainer, Joe Pride, I reckon it was akin to South's groundbreaking 2014 Premiership win, because it was such a great moment for him. Joe's on the line. Good morning, Joe. And, well, what do you say about Destiny's Kiss, mate? He's just an old marvel, isn't he?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, look, yeah, clear to say. I've been quite confident about him through the week, and not necessarily that he'd win, but that he'd run well. And I turned up there at the race yesterday, and I'm watching these horses parade. And you know, we've seen a big change in Sydney racing the last sort of 4 to 5 years in these staying ranks. And I look at some pretty big, strong imported horses, and I looked at my old bloke, all 420 kilos on him, and thought, oh, maybe it's about time. Maybe retirement's a bit closer than we think. But he's just such a brave horse. He's an amazing, amazing athlete, and you know, he's almost 11 now. So
yeah,
to see him do that at this age, just so proud of him.
Actually, watching the race, I just thought, what a courageous win! What courage that he showed. Apparently, you were very vocal during the course of the running, suggesting maybe there was a financial endorsement of what you felt as well, Joe.
No, purely emotional with this, and not to say that there's not a reward financially. I did have something on him, but geez, if you're going to have your money on a horse, I think this is just a pretty good horse to be back, especially 25-1 when you know how much courage and will he has to compete. But look, it was just one of those wins where it just meant a lot to me. And you know, we're often just caught up in the grind of the week to week racing, and when a horse does something like that, to me it was the equivalent of emotionally a Group 1 win, which we've been lucky enough to have a few of, and it was really special.
And Sam had to do a bit of work at about the 600-metre mark just to get him into a spot?
It's typical of the horse. He tends to drop the bit, and we've seen that from him time and time again. The effort's always there. Thought his runs had been pretty good this prep leading into that. And, yeah, I mean, to win this race sort of 6 years apart, it's I don't think that's not been done too often, I'm sure.
No, it's remarkable. Joe, he must, obviously his 97th start yesterday, which is amazing in itself, so he must cope with racing so well. Does he pull up well immediately after a race?
He does, yeah. He's the ultimate athlete. I've often compared him to one of those, African, Ethiopian runners. You know, there's not an ounce of excess weight on him. He's just all machinery, and he's just and because of that, it doesn't take any toll on him, or it takes a very small toll on him physically. He's got a great respiratory constitution there, and he's just built to stay.
Other winner for you was Passage of Time. What a horse this guy is, and looks spectacular, Joe.
Yeah, beautiful big horse, and so happy that the decision was made to geld him at a very late age. You know, I'm not sure if that stands up very often, but to be gelded now and come back as a 5-year-old and find such consistent form, it's his time of year. He's very well placed this time of year, and he had to lump a big weight there yesterday, but he had a good class advantage on his rivals, and I thought Sam just rated him absolutely perfectly. We got to a couple of those midsections and a tick over 12, and when you're doing that, you're not going very fast.
Joe, in a couple of weeks' time, we're back at Rose Hill again. There is a Stayers Cup at 3,200. Would Destiny's Kiss go there in the Civic Stakes? Is that for Passage of Time next?
Yeah, definitely for Passage of Time. Destiny's Kiss has got to put a bit of thought into this, because he's been a horse in the last few years that he doesn't too often string two big performances together. And, his age, that's understandable. Now, to ask him to run 2 miles, he'll get 62.5. That's as much as they can give him.
Yeah.
And I can claim off that. I've got Chris Williams sort of waiting to ride him. That'll be 59.5. I'm going to put a bit of thought into it over the next couple of weeks. But there's also a 2,000-metre race on the day. So, look, he'll stay and work.
Yep.
But I don't really want to dump him out in the paddock in this time of year. It's not very not a great time to be in the paddock, but I'm kind of eyeing off maybe. I love the thought of him racing on, and I don't want to burn him out now. So maybe eyeing off something in the early spring.
You got the result with Destiny's Kiss in a tight one, and we're talking groundbreaking wins here. It didn't quite happen for the Rabbitohs last night, Joey.
I knew this was coming. I went out there too.
Did you?
I dragged the family out there, and it was always a chance. When I got worried, I knew Sam wasn't playing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise Tom and George weren't either. And you know, when you're lacking those three guys out of your forward pack, and Reynolds, you know, the organiser. I thought Cody Walker looked like he's suffering a little bit of post-origin flatness, call it what you will, I'm not sure, but he just didn't seem to have his normal ping. We were ripe for the picking, and I only lost by a point. Disappointing. Yeah, didn't get the treble, but if you told me in the morning I can have two wins on the day, I think I got the right two.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy enough with that.
Fair enough. Well done. Congratulations, Joe. We're just marvel at Destiny's Kiss, and we look forward to when he brings up the 100. Actually, whenever that happens to be.
He won his 50th start. His 50th start, he won the Gloucester Cup, and I remember thinking that. I thought, if you don't win another race, boy, you've done a fantastic job. Here we are closing in on 100. So,
Just amazing. And as always, Joe, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.